Welcome, 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 everybody, to another episode of Bards Rise. I am Michael Dean, your host for this show as well. And tonight we have a special show for you with a couple special guests, three actually special guests. I said last week we're going to have Saskia on, and Mike and Leah, of course, are back as well. Before we launch into that, as typical, I go back and try and just correct things that I've covered in the past. So I believe last show, I said that the court or that the judge that Mike and Leah were in front of didn't know that he was in a court of equity only, and it wasn't a court of law and equity. And I was wrong on that. So I own my stuff, and I just want to point that out. However, for the purposes of homesteading, it's a distinction with no difference, because if it's a mixed court of law and equity, it's the same as, well, you just can't defend your land patent and your rights as you can in a federal court. So that's out there. So turning to today's show, the format for tonight's show is going to be, first, we're going to introduce Saskia. She's going to tell us a little bit about herself and some of the work that she does. I'm going to ask her some specific questions about going within, and then we're going to do kind of like a round robin. And we're going to go around, and each guest is going to be able to ask Saskia a question with up to a maximum of two follow-up questions, and then we go to the next person. All right. And we're going to just keep going around like that until we run out of time. So without any further ado, Saskia, welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. And thank you that you offered me this opportunity to be here with all of you. Thank you. I'm really
No,
happy.
I'm, yeah, I thank you for accepting. So, and Mike and Leah, welcome back.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, let's launch right into it. Saskia, probably a new audience. They may not know of you or your work. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. Okay, so well, I live in Germany at just some points here. I'm 45. I have two children. I've been on several radio shows now doing translations and for a couple of years now. And my passion, my inspiration is to, that's my work, to help people in whatever they need help for. A good friend of mine, she actually helped me to bring my work forward a couple of years ago when I just helped her to get rid of some stuff, physical symptoms that she had, and I shared my spirit with her, came into her body, and helped her to just release some of that. And she was really like, "Wow, this you should offer this to others." And I went, "No, like what? No, I who would want that?" So, but one thing led to another, and the work that I'm doing now, I'm really happy with that, and I can help people when they are looking for assistance in whatever they need help for. Well, what is it that I'm doing? My capabilities or my skills are that I'm able to connect with your light, your spirit, your force within. I come in through your heart center into your vessel, your body, and see exactly what's going on there. And it's not only that I can de detect physical symptoms, I also see blockages, implants, whatever is attached to you, entities. I even can move into other timelines, crash timelines, eliminate timelines. I don't know if the audience is used to the word timelines. If you want me to go a little bit deeper on that, Michael, just let me know. But I'm helping you to get aware of why you're having symptoms or why you cannot heal, or why some stuff is always repeating, or why you're stuck here or there, and help you to re release it. My work is happening on the physical and non-physical dimensions, and Yeah, it's really complex and not easy to explain from time to time. And I prefer others that have had sessions with me to talk about their experience because it may be easier to understand what I do if it's coming from someone who knows and has experienced it. But yeah, that's a little bit about myself. And yeah, if you had any kind of questions, please let me know. Guide me through it, and I'm happy to answer.
Great. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. So, just so the audience knows, Saskia has sent me two links for and how you can contact her and see some of her work. And I will post that in the handouts, but I don't have them right now. I have to get the right page because she has both in German and English. So now I'm all set, and I'll have them to BBS to post later tonight. Okay. So, Mike and Leah, do you want to ask any questions or follow up on what Saskia just said before we get into going within?
No, go ahead, Michael. We'll let you keep going.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, Saskia. So there's a lot of comments, a lot of people are talking about going within. In fact, who is Kathy O'Brien recently came out with a book that's entitled Something About Going Within. And different people talk about or use that term, and there are different ways to do that. And I was hoping that you could share with my audience how you do it and what does that mean to you?
First of all, what does it mean go within? That's true. So, going within means you connect with your essence, your spirit, your light, whatever you want to call it. You connect with yourself, that meaning you're becoming aware of the present moment and you sustain that awareness, being in the present moment as long as possible without being distracted again by your thoughts or whatever's outside of yourself. Going within means you become real. Real means you are present from moment to moment with all your awareness. And why is this important? Or why should we do this? Why should we go within? Why should we be present in a present moment? We are creators. Everybody who has a spirit is a creator. So whatever you think, you create. You are that powerful. Most of the time, we are thinking without even realizing that we are thinking and what we are thinking. So, becoming aware of that will make you understand why certain things around you are the way they are. It's not because others are creating it for you. You are creating it by not being aware of your thoughts or your reactions and or reactions that you have to something or someone outside of yourself. So, to create what you prefer, you actually need to be aware of thoughts, of your thoughts, of your reactions, your emotions, your body sensations, so you can proactively start to create what you prefer by becoming aware of what you're thinking. If you start to observe your thoughts, then you can start to control them, and the outcome is different than if you're just thinking without being aware of what you're thinking, for example. So going within means you're becoming real and you start to live your life from within, creating from your source energy, your highest inspiration, because you're aware from moment to moment about what is going on within you and outside of yourself. That's what it's for me, going within. But how do I go within? What does it, how can I do that? Because try to stop thinking, it's impossible. Try not to think, it's really hard. It's almost impossible. But there's a technique that I learned like more than 20 years ago now. I was in my 20s, and this technique showed me how to understand how this body works, how it has been designed, why it works the way it works, and what can I do to become master of my thoughts, of my emotions, of my reactions, to become more balanced and more peaceful and neutral within, and so create also a more balanced and neutral, peaceful life outside of myself. And this technique is what I also do when on my YouTube channel you can find an explanation. There are many, many spirit works. I call it spirit merging. It's your spirit merging actually with your vessel, with your physical body. You're merging now. You're connecting with your spirit in a more with more awareness. So the first part of going within, what I say, what I teach is the first thing you do is, well, the best way is to close your eyes, sit somewhere quiet, and try not to lean your back against something because you could fall asleep easily. So try to sit up straight. And then you start with your respiration. You bring the focus of your mind to that little area under your nose above the upper lip and start observing there your respiration, the natural flow of your respiration. Why? Because you're always breathing in the present moment, not in the past, not in the future, in the present moment. So by observing your respiration, you are with your awareness right there in the here and now. In the beginning, it's not at all easy because try to do it for even 10 seconds. It's hard not to get distracted by your thoughts. So your mind, the ego, is trying to keep you away from the present moment. The ego, the mind, is always thinking. It wants you to be on timelines. That means in thoughts, or in the past, or in the future. That's what it's been doing for your whole life. And that what it wants you there. So you start observing your respiration there and focusing on that little area, trying not to lose one moment of your respiration, your inhale, exhale, observing every inhalation, exhalation. Try to stay there. Then you will observe, oh, it's really hard not to think. I can't stop thinking. And you may be caught away, and your thoughts just brought you somewhere else. And maybe you're realizing it, so you stop thinking and come back again and observe it there for a while. This technique is really to train the mind to stay in the present moment. You have to train the mind. You have to exercise this because saying to yourself, I'm not going to think and I'm going to be aware from moment to moment, it's not working if you do not train your mind. Your mind is huge. It's huge. And you have to learn how to master the mind. And one step is, one part of the technique is to observe your respiration. After a while, you bring your focus to the top of your head. This is the second part of the technique. And you go through your body, observing your body sensations from head to feet and feet to head. Now, here it's important when you're sitting doing this exercise, you have the intention, dedication, you're not going to move. Why? Sit for half an hour and you will see. It really is getting uncomfortable. Uncomfortable sensations arise. Your head will tell you, please move, it hurts. But this exercise is helpful when you observe body sensations, although they may be uncomfortable. Doesn't matter, comfortable, uncomfortable sensations. You observe sensations throughout the body, realizing, experiencing body sensations arise and pass away constantly. Thoughts arise and pass away constantly. Emotions arise and pass away constantly. If I observe emotions throughout my body, and even though it's getting uncomfortable, I still would not react now to it. I maintain a neutral state of being as long as possible. And while you're becoming more neutral, you're becoming more peaceful. But first, you need to learn how to observe your sensations neutrally, although they're becoming uncomfortable. With time, with exercise, with practice, you are getting better with that. And that means the second part of the technique, uncomfortable sensations. Something uncomfortable outside of you may not trigger you as much as it has done before. Or You're not even reacting, or if you are reacting, you will come back, gain back more easily a neutral state of being. Because by observing body sensations, sitting still for 1 hour, for example, without moving, you start to outgrow your ego. You're becoming stronger than the mind. Because the mind will tell you, move, 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 but you decided, no, I'm going to sit for 1 hour without moving. This is what I'm going to do. And this is how you become stronger and stronger and stronger. And really, this is helping to deal with whatever's outside of you happening in a way that is more helping you to stay more peaceful or more neutral, or coming back faster into a neutral state of being after a reaction. That's for me, it's necessary to practice this. It will never be enough to read about it or to hear about it or to talk about it. You need to practice this, because reading about it is just in the superficial part of your mind. It's just mind energy. You have to experience. Spirit needs to experience to understand how something works and to understand how you work, how this works, the body works, the mind works, the spirit works. You need to experience it. And it's not at all easy, but it's about getting empty and more empty. And as you become more empty, cleaning out DNA, getting rid of thoughts, emotions, body sensations more and more, you become more transparent, lighter. You're able to integrate more light within. So once you start doing this technique, practicing the technique, it's called Vipassana, you're becoming stronger in light and spirit. And I'm really, until today, I have seen or heard, or not practiced, but heard about other techniques or whatever is going on, I always came back to that technique. This technique helped me throughout my last more than 20 years to gain a neutral state of being really fast, to maintain a neutral and peaceful state of being within me, to become more aware, and even growing more awareness within me. And that's a technique that I explain in my videos, for example, on the YouTube channel, where everybody can listen to. These videos are, they are not in time and space, so you can always listen to it. It's always working. It's just a guidance, but if you want to go deeper with it, it would be good for you to sit 10 days and learn this technique during a Vipassana course. It's not, you don't have to pay anything. It's free for everybody. Everybody can do it. It doesn't matter where you're from, what religion, whatever you're believing in. It doesn't, it's a technique, nothing more, helping you to understand how everything is really working and how you can break through and break out of, well, I would say prison, but sometimes a little bit hard, but of the system here. That's your body. And understand how to master your mind, and with that, your emotions. It's not that you don't have emotions or not having thoughts, they are there, but now you're able to observe them and not play with it. Just observe it and become neutral and peaceful. Because from a neutral and peaceful state of being, you are able to find other solutions, to create differently than being in a reactive state of being. Most of the time we are reacting to something blindly, or something is coming up within us and it's really strong. So you have a reaction maybe that it's really strong that you may think or feel like, oh, I didn't want to react like that, but you're reacting, and once you are reacting, you're creating suffering within you. And it doesn't matter what kind of reaction you have, you're creating something within you, suffering within you. And becoming aware of that will help you not only to release it over time and release all the old stuff, not only from that lifetime, but all the lifetimes, but you will become so peaceful and so neutral in a way that others will feel comfortable around you, safe around you, and Even you don't have to do anything or say anything. Just your presence is so delightful that this is how you can help others to maybe get faster within them or help them to calm down easily and stay also more peaceful. And then maybe show them how you're doing it. That's for me a good way to do nice light work here. That's what I feel is important, that we do this in a work. Everybody has to do the work by itself. There's nobody out there doing this for you. You're still responsible for all of that. Your actions, reactions, there are always consequences. So you are responsible for that. You choose if you're going to live in trauma, in suffering, or if you just go within, understand how everything is connected, how you create everything around you, and how to maintain a neutral and peaceful state of being. And especially when you have a family, this is helpful then for all the members within your family. And that's why for me, this is my passion, my highest inspiration, to talk about, show it, to give you a tool, something that you can use that will help you to make your life a little bit more easier. This was long talking. Okay.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. Thank you. This is
Okay,
def
okay.
that was definitely a segment that I'm going to go back and listen to. And I never listen to my shows again. I
Okay.
never listen to. But this I'll listen to.
Can I comment, Michael?
Absolutely.
Well, I just want to say, so I have followed a lot of the sessions with Saskia. When she had them on Telegram, I would join and try to sit still, and that includes not scratching an itch. And let me tell you, as soon as you sit down and you start, you have an itch immediately. And that is one thing to fight that. And I try to say that it'll pass away. It comes and it goes, and it comes and it goes. But it's definitely a challenge. But yeah.
And you're not fighting it because this would be your reaction. You're just observing.
Right.
You're just observing what is, and that's the challenge, to observe neutrally
Yeah.
and to understand, who am I in a reaction now out of I have aversion, or am I reacting now? I'm craving. This is challenging, but after a while you're understanding more and more how this works, and you just stay neutral and peaceful no matter what. Because sensations, what you can experience and what you experience and observe, is sensations arise and pass away constantly. That's the law of nature. That's actually the law of the universe. Everything is constantly changing, and you can observe the law of universe within your body by observing body sensations. And you're realizing over time, there's nothing I need to hold on because everything is constantly changing. And this is going to be a huge release over the time. I let go, because why would I hang on to something if is it body or if or something outside of myself? It's changing. It's constantly changing. And yeah, this is it's good to experience it, because you are always changing. We are always changing.
So if I can follow up with two questions, so to everything you said, thank you for that, by the way. Oh, before I go, Mike, did you want to follow up with something real quick?
Oh, thanks, Michael.
Okay. So you talked about mastery. How do we know that we've mastered, this going within? And here's an example. So earlier today, I was at a legal proceeding, right, in a court, and the corruption was phenomenal. I'll call it corruption. The way things should have gone is not what happened, right? And obviously that's very upsetting, because it had to do with land patents, et cetera, and going on. And afterwards, I found myself very upset. And then eventually, and it still bothers me. So if I was to use your technique, right, and going within, how would I know that I've mastered it in dealing with that situation with courts?
You're neutral, although you can observe that you're upset. you still would, you have the feeling, yes, and you may even spot it within the body and the sensation that arises, because if you have a emotion or whatever is coming up in the body, it always shows up in the physical body as a body sensation. So if you then can observe the body sensation and stay neutral and peaceful, it's not only the body sensation will leave, it just disappears as you're not focusing on it, not sending your spirit, your light into that sensation. Also, the emotion behind it that caused the body sensation is leaving your system. So if you are in a situation that is, yeah, like you explained, getting you upset, you observe it. Oh, this is okay. This is what it feels like to get upset. Okay, where is it? Okay, this is okay. It's emotion. Okay, why is it? What is this emotion? Okay, why is it? What is happening within me when this arises? So now I'm observing it. Okay, it's there, but I'm observing it. And then you sit. If you have to sit for 5 minutes, close your eyes, then for 5 minutes somewhere there, when you can observe, oh, this emotion is arising, and you breathe and you just observe your respiration, and then you observe the body sensations, and you will experience it's getting more softer, quiet, and it may even leave your system, and you feel like, okay, I'm good now. It feels okay. I feel neutral. I feel peaceful. And that's where the power lies within, because when you're there, you're not in a suffering state of being. You are. This is when they cannot touch you, because you can only be in a state where they can attack you when you react to it. But if you're not reacting to it, they can do whatever they want around you. They can't get anything out of you. This is when you know how that you master the situation. You are neutral, although you can observe still an emotion within you that's like feeling upset, but you're not playing with it, you're observing it.
Right. That was awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now the second follow-up is you mentioned something about a 10-day course. Can you just give us a little bit more about that?
The technique is called Vipassana. V I P A S S A N A, Vipassana. And you have to actually do a 10-day course to fully understand how the technique works. And once you did a 10-day course, then you would apply this technique 2 times a day, or 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the afternoon. So this technique just is for you, so you would can apply this to your daily life.
And do
But
you offer that course? I'm sorry.
I did many courses. Yes.
Okay,
These
so
are
we can find that course and sign up for it on one either YouTube or website.
www.dhamma.org. That's the
Say
website.
that again slowly. www.
dhamma.org, ORG.
Got it. Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to hand it to Leah for her questions.
There we go. Okay. I was going to comment to what you were talking about, like in court, and actually, so we were in court today, and I found myself getting like worked up, and like my heart rate was like beating super, super fast. And I, these are from, and so this is from Saskia, because I've done, enough where I, take some breaths and drop into my heart. So I was able to do that during the hearing and just settle myself down, because I got like worked up, and but I was able, just by practicing this a little bit, I was able to just take some breaths and then like drop into my heart. And I mean, I wouldn't say it was totally maybe neutral, but I know it helped me to become a little bit more neutral. So yeah, it's
Awesome.
definitely a technique. Like, I was doing it quite a bit, and now I just need to get back to it. We've just been a little bit busy. Got this homesteading stone. But yeah, so Saskia, I wanted to ask you, well, I wanted to see if you could tell us more about Andara crystals, dragonstones. And I know, I had met with you before, and I actually shared one of mine with you because I'm attracted. I've one particular that I had bought. I've been attracted to it, but I still can't quite like feel with it, but I just wanted to just tell more about them.
Andara crystals or dragon crystals. Well, those are the most the crystals in the highest frequency that you can find right now here on this place, what we call Earth. These crystals have been created by dragons. And as you know, I'm a red dragon and I remember these crystals really well. That's why I have a deep connection to them. The crystals are containing have contain the whole awareness of the universe. And dragons are able to bring the non-physical into physical. That's what they did with the crystals, and they put it on the ley lines. Ley lines, they Before they were called ley lines, they were actually called dragon lines. And they put them there a thousand of years ago, knowing that this moment in time will come and we would actually use, we could use these crystals to help us to go through this time of ascension. You want, how, for me, it's not ascension. We are just changing frequency here. Awareness, we are changing awareness. They will assist you in that process. These crystals are they have all color kinds of colors. It doesn't matter what size they are, but they talk to your spirit. So you don't even have to know what is this, but you look at them and you may even prefer maybe a blue one, but it's not the blue one calling you. Maybe it's a red one or yellow one. These crystals connect with spirit, and your spirit connect immediately with that spirit because it's all spirit awareness. And they will, or the spirit recognizes, oh, this one may help me to activate something within me that's still missing. And I have had all kinds of experience with these crystals. So many people who get in touch with them and suddenly start crying or feel like, oh my gosh, what is it? Whatever. They connect, most of people connect immediately. They don't even know why, but it happens. And my daughter, I have these crystals in my with me for years now. When she was really little, she can until today, she's now 14, but 13, but now she still connects with them and she talks with them. They talk to her. They explain her what they can do, how they work, what name. They even have a name. Each one has a name.
Yes.
Where they come from. It's awesome. So, of course, what I know is you can also use these crystals if you don't have any good intentions, or there may be people who use them in other ways, but I feel like they are not, you cannot manipulate them. They would not work against the light. You cannot use them to work against the light. They are my good friends here, and I feel their warmth and their protection even. They open up portals. Whatever I need, they assist me in whatever I need assistance with. So these are really beautiful tools to to help you to get back to your real, whatever you want to call it. We don't have an identity outside of yourself. We don't even have an I or me, but to remember you, who you are, what you are, why you're here. That's why they are so amazing. And yeah, that's the dragons. That's a big present from the dragons.
So, do you have a suggestion on how to connect? Because it's like I'm attracted to it. Like, I know it's something. I just, do you have any suggestions on how to like connect more
You
with
don't,
feeling it?
there's nothing you need to do. You just
You
let it
just
happen.
let
You
it happen.
just sit with it when you, for example, observe respiration or body sensations, have them close to you, put it on you, or have it in a pocket or whatever, and just let it happen. Let it be. Don't you think
Right.
what to do? Your spirit knows it, your heart center knows. So you just let it, and it will happen.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Nice, beautiful question. Thank you that I could talk about
Yes.
that.
Yes.
All right, so Leah, sounds like you're done. If you are, we'll hand it off to the mic.
All right. Hello, Saskia.
Hi, Mike.
We're talking. We're going through this, and Michael and Leah have already brought it up. We've been we're in court today, and we're doing this homesteading process. And I'm just wondering, do you help anybody with the homesteading process? Are you involved with anybody? And the reason I'm asking is because I think some of your gifts that you have could probably help. You could hear Leah and Michael say kind of how stressful things are, and I think that hopefully you're helping some people because from what I'm hearing today and from what Leah's been telling me, you really are an asset for people like us that are going through this.
Absolutely. I'm here for your assistance. Whenever you call out for me, I will be there.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. And then one of the other things, another question I have, do we have, what would you do? We're trying to figure out how to and I'm asking you this. I'm not sure if you know much about it, but we're looking to charge our water, and we have a few things that we're doing. We have like a Vortice thing in our house, but also we're wanting to start charging water, like maybe putting it in sunlight in mason jars, something like that. How would you recommend that we start charging our water? Do you have any
You
experience with that?
put Andara crystals in the water.
Oh.
I have done that
All
before.
right.
Perfect. Yeah, do that. Talk to the
That's
water.
easy.
You always connect with spirit
Yeah.
to the water and talk the water what it should do and help you when you take it, when you drink it, what it should do within the water, within your body. What you also can do it, you have, for example, a glass of water, or you have water in your hands, and then you just breathe into it, and the water gets all information, and then you drink it or put it into your face. That's another good way to inform water. But I have in my water, there are always crystals. I always use it. You can use the dragon crystals, but you can use any other kind of crystal.
Okay.
Yeah, I have done that.
Okay.
If I could just jump in here real quick, I'm sorry, Mike. But we're getting interfered with, I guess, could you repeat what you do with the crystals in the water? Because we cut out for a little bit there.
Okay. So what I do is I have crystals, my dragon crystals, and I put them just into my water. I fill the water too, and into filter I put crystals. So they inform the water all the time. Sometimes I change the crystals. I put other crystals in the water. You can put any kind of crystal in water that would inform the water with what they want to inform them. Or you take the water in your hand and you just blow into your hand over the water, and the water gets all the information it has, because in your breath there's the information. You blow into your hand, and then you can wash your face with it, or you blow into a glass of water, then drink the water. You can even take it into both of your hands and just say out loud whatever you want the water to do. Ask the water and be thankful. There is a nice saying that water, we thank you. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you. Water, we. Yeah, there was something else. There's like three phrases or four phrases you can use to show your respect to the water too. And yeah, that's how I do it. Or if I take a shower, I tell the water, if you now touch my body, do this and this, clean me out from this or that, or just talk. Your spirit, water is spirit, it's awareness. Yeah, let's say awareness. Everything is awareness. So make the water aware what you need by saying it out loud, and it will help you immediately. Or you work with commands, you can use that too. I command my water, or my command water, I command my spirit to whatever you want to command. Yeah, but say it out loud. Your frequency, your voice is important. Your frequency, the frequency in your voice needs to be out there to get the information what you need out there.
Great,
Thank you,
man.
Saskia. Go ahead,
Yes,
Mike.
thank you.
Thank you.
Mike, go ahead. You have another question.
I do not. That was my two questions, Michael.
Okay, awesome. So, Saskia, these dragon crystals, they're outside of us. There are people, out there, different sites or whatever. They say everything is in you. Don't go outside of yourself.
Yes.
What's your response to that in using the
Absolutely.
dragon crystals? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Everything is within you. Absolutely. You should not need nobody or anybody or anything outside of yourself. There are tools that are helpful to help you to do your inner work. We are not fully enlightened. We are all struggling with not only getting spirit within, but sustaining the volume of spirit within. Because we are living in a world that wants us to stay outside of ourselves all the time. So there are tools, helpful tools that you can use that help you in your practice to go within. You don't need nobody outside of yourself, nothing outside of yourself. That's true. That's completely true. You are the creator. But as it's a really dark place here, it's really challenging. And there are some beautiful tools that may assist you in your journey to become more and more aware, to maintain more neutral state of being. There will come a moment that you really don't need anything anymore. You just sit under a tree forever and you're just fine. But for me, those tools are useful and help me and are really joyful. The dragon crystals are really joyful and really funny. They're so funny and they're really, it's just nice to be with them. But yes, don't you think you need something? That's a craving. Again, that's your reaction. This is, makes you stay outside of yourself. So use it as a tool, feel into it, let your spirit guide you. Is it something that I connect with? Is it helpful for me? And if not, then it's okay. Listen to the spirit first. Sit down, close your eyes, take time before you take a decision. Make sure is the next decision coming from my head or my heart, and then go forward. And make sure it's coming from the heart then. Not from the head, but most of the time, your head, it's not you. Your thoughts are not yours. So make sure your next decision is coming from the heart. And if the heart tells you, you don't need anything, you don't need dragon, we don't need. But no, dragons, it's nice, but no, it's okay without, then it's perfectly fine. Listen to your spirit. Learn to listen to your spirit, to your inner voice, to your wisdom from within, the knowledge within, and it's there, it's always there. Learn to listen to it before the head steps in, and there it is.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, going over to let me just say we have about 6 minutes left. I'm going to give questions to Leah and Mike again, and then we're going to let Saskia make some parting comments. Okay, so go ahead, guys.
Okay, so my other question was, and I'm sure this is for a lot of people, like how, as we're trying to struggle here to get our memories back and our skills back, I feel like some of that maybe is starting to slowly, and I would say especially since we've been around Michael and Kelly, because they say the more you're around light beings, you kind of start activating each other. What would you suggest on how to help get our memories back and skills?
you trust yourself. Stop doubting yourself. You have it already, but you're doubting yourself. That's what I've experienced and see every time when I work with others in healing sessions. You got it already because you feel it already intuitively, but you do not trust this intuition yet. So start to really trust yourself. Trust what comes forward, although it's totally crazy for you in that moment. That's how I mean, look what I do. I talk about dragon. I talk about I'm a dragon and I know what I'm doing up there and I know what's going. I had this is not it's crazy for many people. Like it just this chick is crazy. Yeah, maybe for you, but this is what I know because I trust what I know. And I do not question it because it's when I think about the stuff, it's gone. It's not when my head steps in, it's gone. So do the inner work. Sit down, get empty. Empty means you need to kick out the old stuff. You need to get rid of thoughts, emotions, all the stuff that is stuck within you, the DNA, getting rid of DNA, deleting DNA more and more and more. So you make space for more spirit to come in and to bring more and more forward your inner knowledge and activating your skills. Of course, there are light beings here who help to activate. So it's faster for you to get there.
Yeah.
But you can do it all by yourself, doing, for example, the technique that I just talked about. That's the inner
Perfect.
work. You have to do it. There's no shortcut to it. You have to do the inner work. There's no way around that. Nobody can do this for you. So get rid of all the old stuff, and you will see how you become more lightful, more lighter. You cleaning out the closet here and making room for something new for you, for the real light, for the light within, making room, increasing the volume within this vessel, and then sustaining it and even expanding it even more. But this is the inner work we talked about, and dedication and discipline, and really, I want to go there. I want that. Sitting down, practicing it every day, and you will see the changes within you. And as you change within, everything around outside of you starting to change too, adapting to your frequency that you are emitting.
Thank you very much. That was beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you, Saskia. Now, Mike, last question. Saskia, you have about 2 minutes to respond, and then we're going to go into your parting comments.
I think he's all set, but I do want to just I'm just going to make one comment. This was interesting. We were talking with one of our daughters earlier this week, and actually it's one Saskia helped a while back this summer, Madeline, and she actually looked up what your name meant. And it says protector of mankind. And I thought that was beautiful.
True, yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very pretty. That's it, Michael.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
Okay, nope, not me. If Mike, if you two are good, then I'll hand it off to Saskia a little early. But before I forget, Saskia, I'm inviting you back for another show at your convenience. Just let me know to talk about nothing but dragons, if you're okay with it.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Ooh, this is going to be a fun show then.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so parting comments. What would you like to tell the audience?
Be happy. Be happy. Stop suffering by creating all this stuff within you because you're reacting blindly. Become aware and really start living from within. Start just to create from within your highest inspiration. Be tough enough. You don't have to fear to go forward whatever inspires you to do. Just go forward with it. Smile, embrace, and be thankful. Just that. Life is awesome. There's so much more to explore. There's so much coming. So we are here. We are doing this together. We are sitting all in the same boat. Nobody's leaving without the other. So let's do it. And this is a great show. You will miss it after this is over. I guarantee you. You're going to miss that because in other places, it's a little bit more boring. Here, it's tough, but it's interesting. So laugh about this. Don't take it too seriously. Just be happy. That's it.
That was very helpful. Thank you. And I just got a note from Don. He's saying that we have more time. I guess the show after us is going to slide to next week. And I asked him if we have time to go for a second hour and you could start talking about dragons now. But I know we already planned for 1 hour for tonight. I don't want to do a drive-by here. But if everybody's okay with it and we get a thumbs up from BBS, maybe we can do that. Saskia, are you okay for that?
Well, it's 1 a.m. in the morning here. I have to get up
Okay,
at
enough
six.
said.
I have to get up at six because my children have school. But yeah, we can start if we can st start talking about it, but I would prefer actually in another show doing on that. But if
Okay,
you
yeah,
guys,
absolutely. Absolutely.
okay.
Yes. Yes, like I said, I didn't want to do a drive-by, but if the opportunity was there, or since it was there. All
Okay.
right, so we'll go ahead and wrap this up. Mike and Leah, any parting comments or questions?
Yeah, I just want to say it's very easy listening to Saskia's voice. I see what Leah's talking about. I've never got to actually meet with Saskia. Leah has several times, but it is very easy. I think I could listen to her for hours and hours. So.
Yeah, just like you were saying at the beginning, Saskia, about your pres well, you weren't saying your presence, but having a calm presence, and we can feel that.
That is you.
It's just I as soon as you started talking, I just felt calm and just relaxed. So you're just a beautiful, beautiful light being, and I just love you.
Oh, thank you. But everybody can be that same. We are the same. And the practice, what you feel around me is because the inner work I've done. So if everybody just would do it, imagine how the place would light up, how everybody would feel so calm and balanced. And yeah, but thank you. Thank you very much. And yeah, I hope we will all get there and meet on that level of total peace and yeah, joyful being.
Yes, thank you very
Thank
much.
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and thank you, Saskia, from me. You're always a delight to speak to. I too have had some sessions with you, and thank you for all you've done. You truly have helped me and my children as well. So, as well as another family member. So, thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are, what you do. All my love to the dragons. Tell them, if they don't know
Oh, they are
already.
listening. They are listening.
Yeah, we love and appreciate all of them. I felt them a few days ago. So thank you for that. And without any further ado, let's have BBS take it away. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you. My love to all of you.
Whoa!